This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
It's that time of the morning that we spoke about all show. Very excited, Tariana, to chat to these two gentlemen because they've been outstanding through the whole time we've been able to watch this show. And this morning we get the pleasure of talking to Mitch and Mark, the winners of the 2021 block. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Isn't it amazing?
Oh, boys, I'm not going to lie to you. I've been following you guys, like that sounds a bit creepy. We've been watching you, me and my wife have been watching this show for a very long time, and you've just made it another amazing show to be a part of, to be able to watch. How have you guys felt going through this series? Because there's been a lot of drama, but there's also been a lot of fun along the way.
We had so much fun. We went in focused this time to enjoy the journey and not get too lost in it all. We had so much fun. When we went into that auction room, we didn't think there was going to be any money there for us. So we just agreed with each other. We've already won, and anything on top is a bonus. And then it went crazy.
And we got to work with our friends.
Yeah.
Jason and Stevie O'Bivers are now our friends. And we met amazing contestants. Like gorgeous Kirsty, our country singer Kirsty, is just beautiful, and Jesse, the boys, and everyone's great. Been great.
Now you've quickly become Australia's favourite granddads from Sydney, and this isn't your first time around on the block. But what was different this time from the first time around?
I've been around the block a few times. this time we went in probably eyes wide open, And we just went in with a focus to have joy, because no matter what happens, nobody dies.
Yep.
And you have a chance of winning a truckload of money or not. So it's really a no-lose situation.
And how many times does somebody get to, someone says, here's $250,000, $300, $1,000 to do anything you want in a multi-million-dollar house, go for it. It's amazing. So we decided we're never going to probably do this again. You don't get to do it once. We did it twice. Let's just have fun.
Well, you know what, boys? Last night something really jumped out at me. And you know what? You have held yourself so well the whole show. But last night when you sat down in front of Scotty Cam and, you just said that we're just, with both tears in your eye before the auction went, you just said, we're just so both grateful and humble to be here. And, that's why I think you're so loved, by this show and by the people that view this, because you wore your heart on your sleeves at times, but you 100% enjoyed it the whole time. And I couldn't even imagine what it was like to sit in that seat last night. And for those numbers just to go bang, 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 it would have been amazing.
Oh, mate, we were so shocked. Like, you saw it. Like, who wants to see two old men with screw-up faces crying on a couch? Like, take the camera back.
I'll pay for it. Don't worry. I'll pay to see it. It was amazing.
Man, it was just an emotional overlay. We couldn't believe it because we never expected it, and we were happy not to get the cash. But crikey, that's so dramatically life changing.
We couldn't follow the numbers. Remember, we were looking around at Scotty, and we're looking at producers and what just happened? What's the number? And next thing, someone says, it's just gone $4 million. What?
Yeah.
And we were worried about a reserve. I couldn't believe it.
And we were accused earlier in the show of being rich old snobs, and now I reckon we just might be.
You might be.
Well, hey, you've got to live up to what you just want.
Exactly. We're going to get the T-shirt now.
Now, let's go back to the beginning of the show last night. What were you thinking when you saw that reserve price for the first time?
Yeah.
My God, when we saw that, actually what we thought we saw the $500,000. I didn't see the three in front of it, and we thought, oh, it's 2.5. And then we looked and went, it's a three, not a two. I wanted to scratch that out and put a two in it.
forget about that.
We actually thought we had no hope of making money, and everyone was a bit stressed. And the next morning I got up and I said to Mark, Mark, I'm cool with it. I'm actually okay.
Yeah.
Like, when I don't think we're making money, but we have to focus on what we got, and we got such an incredible experience, and the experience for the block It's probably woken us up to life more about what's important. We were both in senior corporate roles. We've actually left our corporate roles now and focused on, we're doing our own business, Mitch and Mark Home thing, which is not bringing in the same sort of money, but it doesn't matter. It's about quality of life and making sure you're happy.
Well, it sounds like you guys are, what we see is what we get on television, and that's what's so beautiful about watching The Block and watching you grow as the show went on. 4,044,444.44 is what...
Just to make it confusing.
Because why wouldn't Danny want to do that? But 644,444, that's what you guys have come away with. What is that going to do for you and your life?
We've got a mortgage we can't jump over, and we're barely earning enough to pay the mortgage. So now we just pay this massive lump off our mortgage, and it's going to just make life easier. It's going to change everything.
Well, we've got to say this, guys, from everyone here at the station, not only just at the station, but Australia, you were genuine the whole time, even when there was a lot of drama to go on. And I know yous are over talking about it, so we won't go into it, but yous have been genuine the whole time, and I don't know, when yous went house number two, when yous went number two on the list, I just thought to myself, these boys are going to win this. And look where he's landed. What did you feel like when you went, oh, we're going number two?
We thought we didn't have anyone on the house. So we thought that's our best opportunity to maybe get something. But we got a pretty big something, which we never saw coming.
Yeah, and we didn't even think until the last auction when Kirsty and Jesse were heading out to theirs, and they're good mates of ours. They're such lovely people. And we were like, go for it. Come on, guys. They're young guys who've done a lot of hard work.
Yep.
We even then went, you're going to win this. And it wasn't until the last, third call, and I suddenly went, oh, my God, we're going to win it.
We just won The Block. Yeah.
Well, you did. You couldn't win a challenge, but you won The Block.
Exactly.
Hey, that's the bit that counts.
Yeah, and you won a Puma at the end of it. Like, guys, you deserve everything you get, Mitch and Mark. You've been outstanding, like we said, through the whole thing. As viewers, we've absolutely loved watching you two. And the only thing I'll take, the best thing I'll take out of this is that my wife has now taken me shopping for clothes because she wants me to dress like you boys a little bit more. So it might cost a little bit more, I could imagine, because that looked expensive, what you're wearing.
Well, actually, tell her to get on to mitchandmark.com after December, and you'll be able to buy my range of shirts that's coming out.
Oh, see, there you go.
I'm going to look so pretty.
Cheeky plug there.
Hey, boys, thank you so much again for being so genuine, like we said, on The Block this year. And congratulations once again on being the winners of The Block 2021. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning, and go and enjoy it.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day. This
podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.